There's been a big surge in Irish passport applications from people in the UK since Brexit. 51,000 people applied from Great Britain and Northern Ireland in the first 3 months of this year, compared with 30,000 in the same period last year. I was getting a little bit of stick on Twitter because I've got my Irish passport. I've also got a British passport as well. And just given it's a good talking point, the loyalist blogger, Jimmy Bryson, the businessman, Brendan Mulgrew, here to talk about this morning. What's wrong, Mr. Bryson, with people having two passports?
Well, naturally, if you have two passports, you know, the principle of dual nationality, but what actually flows from that is the principle of dual citizenship, which was enshrined in the iniquitous Belfast Agreement. Now, if you have two passports, it's one of three reasons, and just let me set out. It's either A, you're an Irish nationalist and you're aspire to unity. And in that sense, you want to have an Irish passport to assert your right to Irish citizenship. Secondly, you could be living in a fool's paradise and believe by having an Irish passport that you can somehow stay within the European Union, despite the fact that there's going to be a hard land border between the Northern Ireland and the Republic, an EU
Well,
land
we don't
border.
Know that there's going to be a hard border, do we?
Well,
we don't know at all.
There's going to be a border. The border will be clearer than ever. And the final reason that some people may have two passports is that they accept the principle of neutrality enshrined within the Belfast Agreement, where you can be British or Irish or both. Now, I would say if you accept the principle of neutrality, then you must also accept that there's parity between the British flag and the Irish flag. And if you accept that, then why would you not follow through to a logical conclusion and say, well, there should be joint sovereignty over Northern Ireland between London and Dublin? So therefore, it's one of those three reasons why people get two passports. It's essentially riding two horses.
So you object to them getting two passports, do you?
I do. Well, I object to dual citizenship, and let's be clear, dual nationality.
Why?
Dual citizenship. Well, because dual citizenship enshrined within the Belfast Agreement, Northern Ireland is a contested state. Therefore, the issues of citizenship is not divorced from that of sovereignty.
I don't know, Jimmy. It might be. Who knows?
Well,
people will have two passports
People,
well, hold on. People will have two passports for all different types of reasons.
Well,
one might be a political reason. The other might be they simply want to go on what they perceive to be a shorter queue when they're going to Magaluf or they're going to America.
Well, look, in general,
you might be getting your knickers in a twist here over nothing.
In general, the three reasons that I have outlined are the general reasons why people may get an Irish passport. Now, there's also some unionists who might culturally feel that they have an affiliation with Irish culture, and for that reason that they would like an Irish passport. But I would still make the point to those people that once you accept the principle of neutrality between Britishness and Irishness, you accept the principle of parity, and therefore you're on the slippery slope of the peace process. Now, let me make this point very quickly. If you accept the Belfast Agreement, parity of esteem, and the peace process has a beginning and an end. And if you read the Belfast Agreement, there's only one ending of the peace process. And it's a referendum on Irish unity, and then one every 7 years until people decide that they want to join a united Ireland. So therefore, if you accept this principle of neutrality, if you accept parity of esteem enshrined within the Belfast Agreement, it's not divorced from issues of sovereignty. Citizenship is used as a Trojan horse to undermine the sovereignty and legitimacy of the state here in Northern Ireland.
Brendan Mulgrew?
I think there's an enormous leap that's being taken there, Jamie, behind, in exploring the rationale and the motive behind some people choosing to carry one passport over another, or indeed to carry two passports. The fact is that Brexit last year changed absolutely everything in Northern Ireland, apart from anywhere else. And it's given that the majority of people who live here voted to remain within the European Union, it's very reasonable. In fact, I think I've seen figures that suggest that up to 35 or 40% of unionists elected locally have voted to remain in the EU. So people hold that dear. Therefore, taking the option of taking out an Irish passport, which is, of course, linked to EU membership and EU citizenship, that's actually quite a natural step for someone who wants to hold on to the European Union identity in a post-Brexit United Kingdom. We also happen to live, in some ways we're lucky to live in a place which accommodates different identities, and it's legally and politically above board, and it's within our rights to be British, Irish, Northern Irish. Indeed, some people would put their new European Union citizenship above being either Irish or British. And we legally and politically have the right to hold whatever passport we choose to carry.
Is it disloyal to what you see as your country, Brendan, if just so that it's handy for you, you go and you take dual nationality? Is it a sign of disloyalty?
Okay, I understand the question, Stephen. To some people, you know, I regard my own passport as a statement of who I am, my family, my history, my background, my citizenship, my identity. That's what I choose to do. Other people are just absolutely pragmatic about it, as you pointed out in an earlier question. And they view a passport as simply a piece of paper, or a document, which helps you go about your daily business, go about your travelling from one country to another for tourism or for business. And they're very, very pragmatic about it, and that's why they hold two passports. And wasn't it Ian Paisley in his later days declared himself very comfortably both Irish and British? You know, we live in we're in a post-Good Friday Northern Ireland, we're in a post-Brexit Northern Ireland, and I think it's fortunate that if you choose to switch passports, hold two passports, you have the right to do it. And you know what? It's actually none of my business what passport you choose. You made it public yesterday with what passport you recently got. I couldn't care, Stephen, what passport you carry. I don't care what passport Jamie carries or anybody else. It's my business, my identity, what passport I carry. And people make their own choices for their own reasons. I think we should leave it at that.
Jimmy?
Well, the issue is here. Well, let me make 2 points. The first point is that this nonsense, you know, the relentless propaganda in relation to Brexit, that says that Northern Ireland voted to the main and we should therefore have special status. What that really is about is undermining Northern Ireland's part in the United Kingdom. That is what special status is really all about. Now, it's an absolute nonsense. The United Kingdom voted as a whole to leave the European Union, and they will leave the European Union as a whole. There's no special status for Northern Ireland because it's an absolute nonsense. Are we going to start partitioning off every part of the United Kingdom that voted to the main and which voted to leave? So that's a complete nonsense. Secondly, Northern Ireland is a contested state. It is not a settled state. So the Belfast Agreement, many unionists believed it was on the premise that the nationalist community accepted the constitutional question was settled, and in return for that, there would be concessions in relation to citizenship, in relation to equality, in relation to British and Irish identity. Of course, that was a fool's paradise, because far from citizenship and the constitutional question being separated, they are actually explicitly entwined, because the principle of citizenship is used to continually chip away at the legitimacy of the Northern Irish. The principle of dual citizenship within Northern Ireland is what's used as a Trojan horse to say that there must be parity between the British flag and the sovereign flag of the Irish flag and the sovereign flag.
We get the point. Brendan, I'll let you come back on that. I just noticed that last year, the DUP's Ian Paisley, he said, "My advice is if you're entitled to a second passport, then take one. I sign off lots of applications for constituents." Go ahead, Brendan.
The point I was going to make is, it's the fact that this is a contested space, and, you know, we all acknowledge that. But isn't it a positive thing, though, that within that contested space, we can accommodate dual nationalities, dual citizenships, and people making their own choice about what nationality, what citizenship they have?
Not when it's used to undermine the legitimacy of the state.
You're a long way from passports now, talking about flags. And,
let's bring in some of our callers this morning. 030-30-80-55-55. Alec and Ballywalter. Morning, Alec.
Good morning, Stephen. It's a question for Jimmy. If I go to, after Brexit, if I go to Spain, for instance, for my holidays, can I fly out using an Irish passport to cut the queues in Spain and fly home again using a British passport to cut the queues, come back into Northern Ireland?
Presumably the passport you fly out on, I'm not sure about this, but surely the passport you fly out on, the passport you've got to fly in, I don't know.
At the moment, I don't think there's any real record kept of it. You just show your passport. If it's kosher, you're in or out.
That's an interesting question, actually.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's the nonsense of the Belfast Agreement. You can fly out, pretend you're British on the way, and you can pretend you're Irish on the way back. So, as a matter of fact, you're neutral. And if you're neutral, why not let us... Well, from a unionist point of view, if you accept the principle of neutrality from a unionist point of view, then the further down the line, why not accept the principle of joint sovereignty? Because that's where it ends. That's where the peace process ends. The point of dual citizenship was enshrined in the Belfast Agreement, and it was supposed to be divorced from the issue of sovereignty, but it's not, because it's used by nationalism to undermine the legitimacy of the Northern Ireland state.
Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Jim.
Stephen, I'm just looking at my passport.
Yeah.
And it states at the top, European Union, and then below it is United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Now, I'll give you a scenario. Suppose the police were looking for a criminal and they said he was travelling on a British passport and that person has an Irish passport. So obviously it'll say on it, European Union, Ireland. So he goes to the check-in desk and he's waved through because he's got an Irish passport. Then an inquiry comes later and the person who waved him through is asked why, and he said, well, the announcement was that the Joe Bloggs would be carrying a British passport. I let the gentleman through because he was on an Irish passport. How am I supposed to know? And I think that MP in Westminster should have been tackled about the statement he made for everybody, because if everybody who held an Irish passport went back to Ireland, Ireland would sink. And okay. You asked the question about travelling out on a British passport and yes. Coming back in on an Irish passport. That's illegal.
Well, is it? All right, I didn't know that. All right, Jim, thank you. Jimmy, nice to talk to you as always. Brendan, thank you. Nice to talk to you.